An analysis by the D.C.-based Migration Policy Institute finds a majority of English language learning students in the U.S. are born in the U.S. Looking at census data, MPI determined 82% of pre-K through 5th grade ELL students and 65% of 6th through 12th grade ELL students were born here rather than abroad. Zhanna Batalova is a senior policy analyst and a demographer at the Migration Policy Institute.
In most cases, they were born to at least one immigrant parent. And as they grew up, they learned probably the first their language of exposure was the languages that their parents speak at home. As they approach school, depending on the circumstances, depending on whether they had a chance to go to preschool or interact with English-only speakers, some learn English very well and they had no problems to pass the English language tests that the schools are now required to have. But many don't have sufficient proficiency in academic language, in academic English, that allows them to join the mainstream classes.
When you talk about academic English, does that mean like they can understand if they're watching Sesame Street, for example, but might not be able to get by in a classroom reading books, talking about shapes and colors and things like that?
Exactly, because children, as well as immigrants in general, when they interact either in school, in the playground, or in grocery stores or workplace, they might speak English all right and be able to communicate at a certain level, but it's often not enough when students get to school and increasingly the content gets more complicated, becomes more abstract. So it is not enough to have the spoken English. It's important to have written and ability to comprehend and analyze. And that's these are the areas where students from immigrant families might be lagging behind.
Is this the first time you found that a majority of English language students are from the U.S.?
No, we have looked at these issues for a while now, so it's not necessarily a surprising fact. What is important is that the available evidence shows that children with time pick up the language and learn it, and some groups learn it even at the faster rate that the previous immigrants have done.
What's the significance in your mind of having these numbers where a majority of the students who are in courses specifically to learn English are students who were born in a country where English is the main language?
Well, the fact that so many of the English learners are born in the United States, it's really a reflection of immigration trends. The most important question we should ask, does it mean that they won't learn the language or they don't want to or they can't for this or that reason? And the available evidence shows that the fears are overstated. It takes some time and it takes a bit longer for some groups than for others. Yet, as some people refer to the United States as the language graveyard, because over time, with generations, as generations pass, the native-born children of immigrants learn the English faster. And over time, the English proficiency improves for all immigrant groups.
Zhanna Batalova is a senior policy analyst and a demographer at the Migration Policy Institute.